So I'm sitting with Kevin Hackman, the Director of Product Marketing at TIBCO, and I wanted to ask you about what challenges are facing, in particular, developers who want to develop Ajax application for the enterprise.
It's a great question, and we get that quite a bit. Ajax is really an incredible phenomenon this year, just about a year since the term was coined. But General Interface actually goes back to about 2001 when we first deployed these JavaScript libraries to deliver on kind of enterprise-grade functionality in the browser. And, you know, what we see today is, I think at the last count, there's about 135 different Ajax libraries. So there's a lot of complexity right now for developers to pick and choose, find their way, you know, through those kinds of things. From day one, General Interface has been focused on two things. One is, you know, really good client-side performance of JavaScript so that you can distribute view presentation processing, have a lot of stability, solve the kind of debugging, logging types of issues, so you get good client-side runtime performance. But the other thing that was equally important was kind of a cost of ownership issues, you know, speed to authoring, manageability of a code base over time. These types of things have found their way into the visual toolset that we first released in 2003 and have done several updates since our acquisition by TIBCO just about 20 months ago.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you about to settle a debate between, well, maybe not settle it, but Frank and I have been kind of debating to what extent we should use JavaScript in the client to just for improving usability versus with a mind to take some load off the servers and help with scalability.
Well, I think you see both models prevalent in today's implementations. I like to kind of describe these as one model is people are using Ajax to enrich existing HTML pages. So you've got a, you know, JSP page or something like that, and you can do some usability enhancements to it really quickly and easily using Ajax. I think that's a great, you know, really valuable thing to do. The other thing that we see going on is this kind of relationship that Ajax has to service-oriented architectures. And some people are calling this client SOA as a spin on client-server models, where you're essentially delivering JavaScript applications, not little enhancements, things that look, feel, and perform like desktop GUIs or rich applets, but there's no applets or plugins because this is all Ajax, that really distribute the full view processing to the client and then communicate back to raw data services. Our customers, and you know, there's many of them, for example, H&R Block, who deployed this last tax season to 12,000 branch offices for the explicit purpose of taking the load off of the servers that facilitate their annual hiring of 100,000 seasonal employees. So by distributing those processes, they got it done with fewer server CPUs, essentially usurping the computational power of all those client environments to handle the DHTML and JavaScript generation. And these things, too, I believe, can really coexist. I don't think it's an either-or choice. We have other customers that do generate JSP pages. We'll embed General Interface componentry into those that work simultaneously. For example, the H&R Block example was deployed in the context of a portal environment. So here you've got a server-centric model view controller, JSP, generating, but then modules within that JSP page running their own sub-model view controller, talking back to these HTTP accessible services in the SOA.
Okay, thank you very much.